Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, August 8th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are going to discuss the relationship between the United States and Israel. This discussion is not about Israel's right to exist or Israel's right to self-defense, just its relationship with the United States. So how is the relationship right now? A little strained, it seems. In fact, it would be fair to say that the relationship between President Obama and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the worst ever between a U.S. president and an Israeli prime minister. And after all, that's what it comes down to, isn't it? When we say the relationship between Israel and the United States, we're really talking about leader to leader. Harsh words between the two governments were common during Israel's recent war in Gaza and the U.S.'s efforts to help with a negotiated ceasefire there. For example, the U.S. Department of State condemned Israel's strike on a United Nations school in Gaza, calling it, quote, appalling and disgraceful. Netanyahu, in return, insulted Secretary of State John Kerry, then publicly admonished the U.S. ambassador to Israel, saying, quote, don't ever second-guess me again on how to deal with Hamas. The German magazine Der Spiegel reported that Israel wiretapped Kerry's phone during his peace negotiations, but I suppose the NSA wiretapped theirs as well. Immediately after that exchange, President Obama signed a bill giving $225 million to Israel to improve its Iron Dome anti-missile system. That money is in addition to $351 million planned for Iron Dome in 2015. That would lift the total Iron Dome funding to date to about $1 billion. The bill passed unanimously in the House of Representatives and by voice vote in the Senate, and the combined bill, 395-8, in the House of Representatives. The point is that support for monetary and military aid to Israel is overwhelming in the U.S. Congress. Whatever happens, U.S. aid keeps flowing, even in the face of drastic cutbacks in the U.S. military itself, including dismissing 550 serving majors from the Army. Presidents conduct foreign policy for the United States, so they see the problems firsthand, and they have to deal with these public spats between countries, with their problems with other leaders. The two sides each portrayed their differences in this dispute as a family spat. Netanyahu said it was, quote, like a Jewish family dinner, but he said the Americans have been great, so each side refers to the other as family. But why? That is the question. Maybe because Israel is economically helpless. Could that be the reason? No. Israel has an economy approximately on a par with South Korea, a G20 nation. So why can't Israel fund its own Iron Dome system? I point out that this supplemental Iron Dome funding is over and above the billions provided each year under an existing 10-year agreement. Perhaps it's because the United States has a mutual defense treaty with Israel. No, that's not the answer either, because there is no treaty of mutual defense between the United States and Israel. Legally speaking, it is incorrect to refer to Israel as an ally. There is no formal agreement between Israel and the United States requiring either country to come to the defense of the other in time of war. Mutual defense treaties require clearly defined limits as to what each nation can do in regard to the treaty. Israel seems to like doing pretty much what he wants without restraint. What the U.S. seems to have with Israel is a continuing series of congressional aid bills, which continue despite any problems any American president may have with his Israeli counterpart. These are supplemented from time to time with unanimous or voice vote, quote, emergency aid bills. Military aid is to go now from $2.4 to $3.1 billion annually. So if you are a person who wants to see U.S. aid to Israel both military and economic, continue, well, you're in luck, because it will. It has to. It can't be stopped, because support among the American public, and especially Congress, is overwhelming. Even Senator Harry Reid was quoted by the New York Times as saying that, quote, Tel Aviv urgently needs more financial aid from the United States for its offensive against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Senator Reid, always concerned for the poor, the weak, and the helpless, especially those on the Mexican border, but not so much the Palestinians. What does this all this aid do? What does it do for the United States? Does it buy a loyal friend? What does the Constitution Party say about it? Join me Monday, August 11th, to find out. Until then, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.